Now, let's take one step back and take a larger look at this phenomenon. Now, medical doctors practice allopathic medicine. Allopathic medicine is based on the two Greek words, allos and pathos. Allos meaning opposite to, pathos, disease. It's a reductionistic philosophy. It views the body as a machine made of parts. And when the body is sick, it has to be taken apart into its smallest piece and a different medicine given for each piece. And the medicines that are delivered oppose the disease process. Now, this is in direct distinction to holistic medicine, naturopathic medicine that Doc and I practice. It's from the term naturo, which means nature, and pathos, disease. It's a holistic methodology. Medicines support the body's ability to fix itself. The body is a complex system of interacting, interrelated parts, and the medicines are delivered to the entire system. This is a very important thing to understand, and this is similar to, you know, the way that a Buddhist looks at the world as opposed to the way that a born-again Christian looks at the world, or the difference between the way that a Republican looks at the world and a Democrat looks at the world, right? We're all looking at the same world, but the way that we interpret it is based on our particular philosophical lens. The philosophical lens that medical doctors, bless their hearts, look at the world through is a reductionistic lens. It sees the body as a machine made of parts. And every time you're sick, you go to the doctor, he gives you a medicine for that part. So you end up with one medicine for your arthritis, one medicine for your asthma, one medicine for your heartburn, one medicine for your blood pressure, one medicine for your insomnia, one medicine for your anxiety, and one medicine to take care of the side effects of all those medicines. And we've just come to accept this as the way that it is because nobody's ever lined it up to us like this before. Now, holistic doctors, on the other hand, are taught that the philosophical orientation that we bring to bear is that the body is a system, a complex system of interrelated parts, and that the body has an inherent, built-in, natural ability to fix itself. This is a fundamentally key distinction which separates a holistic methodology from a reductionistic methodology. Medical doctors, bless their hearts, do not believe that the body can fix itself. They do not believe that the body can fix itself because, from their way of thinking, son of a gun, if the body could fix itself, it wouldn't have gotten sick in the first place. Because they look at the world through a reductionistic lens. Medical doctors are also taught that when the piece is broken, you are to deliver a medicine to that piece which opposes the illness. This is, in fact, how the medicines got their name. Antibiotics, anti-inflammatory, antacids, anti-this, anti-that, inhibitors, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. The medicines that are delivered to suppress the symptom, not to fix anything or to cure anything, but to suppress the symptom because the reductionist thinks the body can't fix itself and everything separated from everything else. It's a crazy view which is really antiquated, and it's a function really of 17th century Newtonian physics, which is extremely outdated right now. However, it does have some good things.